Okay, we'll get started again. We've got most of the students back. Just while we're waiting for other people to join the chat room, before the break, remember Jesus Christ is the prototype of our spiritual life.
好，我们稍微复习一下刚刚讲的啊，就说耶稣基督是在我们属灵生活操练中最好的模范。
And we do learn from passages like Luke chapter 2, I think it's verse 40, that Jesus Christ had to learn the spiritual life.
在路加福音里面第二章有特别提到说，即使是耶稣，他也需要学习属灵的生活。
Okay, and we're commanded to take on the thinking of Jesus Christ.
而我们呢，接受命令说，我们要学习耶稣基督。
I think that's Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一、第二节。
We're also commanded, like in Romans, we're commanded to renovate our thinking.
好，我们在罗马书第十二章里面也提到哈，我们必须就是我们被命令必须要重整我们的思维模式。
Romans 12:2 it says, "Don't be or stop." Actually, the word is to stop thinking like the way of this world, or stop being conformed to this world.
好，罗马书十二章第二节，它里面讲说，停止再像世界这样思考。
But be transformed by the word of God.
而要把我们重新改变，成为思维像神一样。
First Corinthians chapter 2 as well, it talks about we have the mind of Christ, that's the word of God, we have his thinking.
哥林多前书的第二章。
In verse 16, it says we have the mind of Christ.
第二章第十六节。
Yeah, we have the mind of Christ.
我们有跟耶稣基督一样的头脑。
Now what Paul means by that is that within the word of God, we have the thinking of Christ, because the word of God is his thinking, it's God's thinking. The Bible is God's thinking.
保罗的意思是说我们呢要学习神一样的思维，那这个思维就是跟着圣经的所教导的。
God has thought about what he wants us to learn, what he wants us to know. The Bible reflects God's character, it reflects his plan for our lives.
好，其实呢，就是意思是说，在圣经里面有神他要我们学习的一个思维模式，那些这全部呢都在圣经里面能够展现了神他的性格，还有他对很多事情的一个态度。
Okay, and again, as our role, or the role that we're supposed to play in the angelic appeal trial.
而且同时呢，让我们知道在天使的征战中我们所扮演的角色。
Now, Jesus Christ and his humanity had to learn about these things.
而耶稣基督呢，以他人性的这一面呢，他也一样跟我们一样要学习所有这些。
Yeah, in his humanity, he wasn't this omniscient being. He didn't know everything. He had to learn it, just as we do.
当他以他人性的这个状态的时候，他其实是就没有所谓的全知，因为呢，全知是神的性格。在他为人的那个时候，他没有全知的能力。
And from the things that he learned, he could then be tested. And as he learned, God would test him or allow him to fall into tests, greater and greater tests, until eventually he was ready for the cross.
而当他在学习的时候呢，神也会一直给他测试。好，因为当他学的越多，他的测试就会越厉害，然后一直到他完全都能够准备好。
Okay, and the spiritual life that he'd accumulated in his soul and through the filling of the Holy Spirit and with his motivation, his love for God, the Father, that was sufficient to get him to pass the test.
就在属灵的操练过程中，他一直在学习，而这些所有的学习的这个叫做动机是哪里来的呢？是他对神的爱，然后一直要让他操练到那个他对神的爱足以让他成就。
Remember, if Jesus Christ had sinned once in his lifetime, or even just once on the cross, he would not have been able to propitiate God the Father.
如果我们的耶稣基督在他的人生，甚至在他十字架上的时候，他只要犯了一次错，他就没有办法被神所满意。
But he did. He passed the test. He propitiated God the Father. He took the punishment for all our sins, and then God was pleased. So God raised him up from the dead to prove this.
因为他的完美的状态，没有无罪的情况，他才有办法在十字架上变成我们的代罪羔羊，承担所有人类的罪，所以他才有办法最终被神提到天堂去，在他的右侧。
As Paul says, if Christ was not raised up from the dead, you would still be dead in your sins.
保罗就在圣经里面提到，就是说，如果耶稣最后没有得到复活的这个状态的话，我们所有的人类都会因着罪而死的状态。
Okay. Now I'll just go through some points again about the rapture. So now we're going to move into the resurrection and the rapture, and eventually I'll talk about the specific details of what will take place for us during the rapture.
好，那我们今天呢，要再回到我们被提，还有所谓复活，还有所有的这些相关的细节里面，到我们最终的复活。
So first we see that Christ is resurrected, so he was resurrected from the dead, and then he ascended to heaven after 10 days, and now he sits at the right hand of God the Father.
我们了解耶稣呢，他复活后十天，他被带上天堂，然后再坐在天父的右侧。
And this shows that he has had a strategic victory. He has had victory in the angelic conflict.
这代表的是耶稣呢，他最终呢是非常策略性的，他战胜了这个天使的征战。
This means that God has kept his promise regarding eternal life, regarding the Savior and regarding eternal life.
而因此呢，天父呢，他就等于真正的达成他的承诺，好，能够让我们得救，同时呢，有得到永生。
Ever since the time that Satan motivated Cain, in fact he was successful, he motivated Cain to kill Abel, Satan has always been trying to prevent the coming of the Savior.
好，我们记得在夏娃生了两个儿子的时候，撒旦呢，他就鼓励大儿子把二儿子给杀掉。
And then all the way through the Old Testament, we see that Satan is trying to wipe out the Jews.
而在整个旧约里面，我们也一直看到撒旦企图要把所有的犹太人都杀死。
And right up to the time of the cross, you know, Satan was trying to prevent the cross from happening, but actually it still went ahead.
然后呢，撒旦也一直在阻止这个十架上的这个救赎行动，而且真的耶稣也上了十字架。
And because Satan, he's just a created being. He doesn't have all the details, and he thinks he's smart, but he's not.
但是呢，撒旦他认为他大概是全天下最聪明的。好，但是实际上他还是不够聪明。
He's a lot smarter than us. In fact, he's probably the most intelligent, but he's an intelligent fool. Okay, he's a fool because he's rejected God's plan, but he's very intelligent in his thinking.
我们了解撒旦呢是全天下最聪明的了，绝对比我们聪明几百倍。好，但是他也同时是很愚笨的。他的愚笨是在于决定要拒绝上帝的计划。
Yeah, we might use the term like he's a genius idiot or something like that.
所以有一种说法就是他是个天才与白痴的结合。
Okay, but yeah, you know, we can't compete with him on the intelligence level. You know, he is far more intelligent than us. He's a brilliant strategist.
我们当然永远无法从这个聪明才智上面跟撒旦去比。
But again, if we take on the thinking of Jesus Christ, then we can have victory over Satan.
但是呢，如果我们能够学习耶稣基督的思维模式的话，我们一样可以打败撒旦。
And Jesus Christ, yeah, he was able to have that strategic victory when he went to the cross, and he was victorious on the cross, actually.
而耶稣基督呢，甚至在十字架上以非常策略的状态的他的计划、聪明才智，他最终在十字架他还是打胜了撒旦。
Jesus Christ, from his physical death on the cross, he went down into the center of the earth and he made a victorious proclamation, a statement of victory. He went and told the angels down in Tartarus.
在圣经上有提到，就是当耶稣在十字架死掉的那一刻起，他去到了地底下。You mean to the paradise, right?
No, to the Tartarus, actually. Yeah, he went to
Both
paradise
sides.
Also.
Okay.
Yeah, but when he went to Tartarus, he made a proclamation to the fallen angels that were in prison.
从十字架 上死去的时候呢，他先到了地底下，那地底下他先去了那个地狱，去对那些堕落的天使做了一个宣告，去宣告他的胜利。
I just put a word up that will help explain what happened there. This is a review for many of you. Remember we had the word trichotomous? Okay, and trichotomous means in three parts.
好，在我们先来复习一下，是分成三个区域的。
When we're born, actually we first become dichotomous. Di means two, and koto means like parts.So, dichotomous means you have two parts. That's the body and the soul.
我们有一个字啊，这个是两个部分。好，就当我们人生下来的时候呢，其实是有两个部分，一个是我们的身体，还有我们的魂。
Okay, again, so, you know, di is two.
Di 代表的是二。
Every person that is born into this world is born with a body and then God imputes the soul to the body. So you have biological life from your mother and you have soul life directly from God.
当我们人类呢生下来的时候它其实是两个部分一个部分是身体是来自于我们的母亲给我们的而另外一个部分是魂这是由神给我们的。
Then when you believe in Jesus Christ,God gives you the human spirit, so only for believers, of course, and this is three parts, so this is trichotomous.
而我们人类呢，当我们信了神的那一刻，我们变成了有三个部分，因为我们会多得了一个人的灵。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross, after he had taken the punishment for our sins, remember he said, Father, into your hands I give you my spirit.
然后呢当耶稣基督他在十字架的时候他对上帝祷告他说我的灵交到你的手上。
And then we know that he breathed out his, that would be his soul and his spirit. He did this voluntarily. So, you know, nobody killed Jesus. Jesus Christ, he gave out his spirit and he gave out his soul.And we often talk about the death of Jesus Christ.
所以我们常常在谈耶稣的死。
And like everybody, Jesus Christ had two deaths. There was a spiritual death and a physical death.
耶稣的死，他其实是有他的灵性的死，跟他的身体的死。
It's interesting, in Romans chapter 6, it says that Jesus Christ was raised up from deaths. It's actually plural. It's not death as in one death, it's two deaths.
所以呢，在罗马书第六章提到呢，耶稣他从死中复活，他这样讲的那个死是一个复数，而不是单数。
So Jesus Christ voluntarily died. You can't kill God. Even in his humanity, God was going to decide when the humanity of Jesus Christ was going to die. So you can't kill deity. And as for the humanity of Jesus Christ, that was in the hands of God, not in the hands of man.
所以当一耶稣他死前，他将他的人类的这些东西交到，因为耶稣他是有人性跟神性的，所以当他所谓的死，他其实是将他人性的这个生命的魂啊身体都放弃了的时候，他才死。
Okay.
但是他是不可能让他神性的那一面死的，因为神是不会死的。
And that's the same for us. We don't decide the time of our death. That's completely in the hands of God.
而就像我们一样，我们也没有办法决定我们的死，是因为我们的死是死与否是由上帝，是在上帝的手中。
You know, we can decide a lot of things in our life, or we think we decide. You know, we make decisions to do things or not to do things.
我们在世界上，当然我们下很多决定为我们自己的生活，什么要做，什么不做。
But the time of your birth and the time of your death are not included in those things that we can determine.
那但是呢，我们的生与死，还有一些我们无法决定的事情，都是一起是神的手中的事。
So when Jesus Christ said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, and then he breathed out his soul and his spirit, that was completely voluntary.
当耶稣跟神说，我的灵交回给你了，然后他吐下最后一口气，将他的魂跟灵都吐出去了，是他其实是他自愿的。
Okay, and Jesus Christ had a trichotomous separation. So the spirit went to God the Father, his soul went down into the center of the earth, into Hades, and his body went into the tomb.
好，所以呢，在那个时候，他的三部分灵魂体各自去了不同的地方。他的灵去了天堂，他的魂他就到下地底下去，然后呢，他的体就进入了坟穴。
The passage about Jonah, they call the prophecy of Jonah, where Jesus was going to be in the center of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. His soul was in the center of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights.
The same time. The body goes to the tomb.
That's right.
And then the soul goes to the
That's earth. Right. The soul went down into Hades for 3 days, 3 nights.
好，所以呢，其实当耶稣死的那一刻呢，后来他的身体被送进墓穴，有三天三夜的时间。他在那三天三夜，他的魂呢，就到了地底下。
And then after 3 days, what happens is we see in 1 Corinthians 6:14 that God resurrected the Lord.
好，在哥林多前书的第六章十四节里面提到。
Okay, and it says, now God has not only resurrected our Lord, and this is talking about God the Father, but he will raise us up through his power. So we will be raised up as Jesus Christ was raised up. I'll bring up the verse here. Okay, so this is 1 Corinthians 6:14.
好，我们看一下《哥林多前书》第六章十四节的金句，上面写的：“的确，神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。”
Okay, so we're going to be raised up by the same power of God.
所以将来我们也是会被神用同样的能力、大能，哈，将我们得到复活。
And we have the example of Jesus Christ. So when we believe that Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead, and that was through the power of God, then we know God can do that for us.
我们看到耶稣基督因为神天父的大能而得到复活，而这个就是一个很好的范例，这也是我们将来复活的状态。
And it was the, we say, the omnipotence of God. First, we had the trichotomous separation of Jesus Christ. So the human spirit, this is the human spirit of Jesus Christ, went to heaven to be with God the Father. The soul went down to Hades in the middle of the earth. And then his body goes into the tomb.
好，我们再确认的再讲一次，就是当耶稣基督去世的时候，他的人的灵上到天堂，他的人的魂进到地心，然后他的身体进到了墓穴。
And then 3 days and three nights later, we have these three components coming back together again.
而三天三夜之后呢，这三样东西又全部合为一体一起。That's the resurrection.
That's the resurrection.
这就是他的所谓的复活状态。
Okay. And, you know, I don't know exactly what time. The scripture is not clear about this. At some time, the soul went into the resurrection body. So was this immediately when he physically died, or did Jesus Christ have an interim body as well? That's not clear in scripture.
好，在圣经上面没有讲得非常清楚，就是说他下就是耶稣到地心去的那个时候，他有没有一个临时的身体？好，但是呢，在他三天三夜之后复活的时候，他其实是灵魂体三者是合而为一了，所以他才有一个完全的复活。
In previous lessons, I mentioned about the interim body because this was given to us before the time of our resurrection. You know, once we die, we need to go into the interim body before we get the resurrection body.
之前我们有提到过，就是当我们死后。但是我们还没有得到复活那一段时间里，我们是有一个临时的身体。
Okay, but I would sort of assume that actually Jesus has no reason to need an interim body because he's the first fruits. He's achieved his work, his dispensation is finished, and then he can go straight into the resurrection body. That seems to make sense.So you would think, because Jesus is the first fruits and he accomplished a perfect mission,then he should be able to go from the physical body.
Before the 3 days?
Before the 3 days. So straight from the time that he died physically.
好，但是他认为哈，因为耶稣是跟我们不一样，是他是最开第一个成就这个成果的这个角色，所以他当他在十字架上死后，他的灵魂体可能就已经得到了所谓的复活的身体。
We recognize the resurrection really being as the time that Jesus walks out of the tomb in a resurrection body.
但是我们非常确定的就是当耶稣基督他走 离开了这个坟穴的时候他已经是有一个复活的身体。
Okay, so when he came out of the tomb, he was in his resurrection body then. We know that for sure.
好，我们非常确定他从墓穴离开的那一刻他是带着他，他是有着他复活的身体的状态的。
And I'll just give you another couple of verses. Actually, you can write some verses down to look through for your homework.
我们现在听要给我们一些金句，让我们当作家庭作业。
Okay, so regarding the resurrection, we have Acts 2:24.
使徒行传第二章二十四节。
Romans 6:4.
罗马书的第六章第四节。
1 Corinthians 6:14, we just had that.
然后呢，哥林多前书的第一章十四节。
Ephesians 1:20.
以弗所书的第一章。20节
Colossians 2:12
哥罗西的第二章12节
1 Thessalonians 1:10
帖撒罗尼迦书的第一章第十节
That's right, and 1 Peter 1:21
彼得前书的第一章21节
Okay, and so those verses are regarding God the Father restoring, we say restoring the human bodyto a resurrection body.
这些都是在谈天父把我们的人体变成是复活的身体的状态。
Okay. Now the Holy Spirit also had a ministry in bringing up Jesus Christ from the dead.
圣灵呢他也一样有他的这个工作把耶稣从死里复活。
Okay, but I won't read through the verses, but I'll just give you the verses. We can write those down and you can look at those on your own time.
接下来要讲的这些经句呢都是跟圣灵让这个复活成就复活的一些有关的经句。
Okay, that's Romans 1:4.
罗马书的第一章第四节。
Romans 8:11.
罗马书的第八章十一节。
And 1 Peter 3:18.
彼得一书的第三章十八节。
So, yeah, that's some homework for you to look through. So that's talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is important for us to know because we're going to be resurrected in a similar fashion.
好，这些呢，这些经句都是让我们更清楚的知道耶稣复活的状态。为什么我们要那么清楚呢？因为这些都要将要发生在我们身上。
Okay, now I want to talk about the rapture of the church. So this is the resurrection of the church.
好，接下来我们要来谈的是教会被提，接下来要谈的是教会的复活。
Now the scripture categorizes resurrection into two main categories. One is for the believers and one for the unbelievers.
在圣经里面呢，将这个人类的复活分成了两块，一块是信神的，一个是不信的。
In John 5:24-29,
约翰福音第五章的24到29节。
I'll bring up the verse here because it tells us quite clearly that we have these two resurrections.
我们把这个经句拉出来，大家看一下。
And it's 24 to 29.
好，我们来读一下《约翰福音》第五章24节到29节。我告诉你们严肃的真理：凡听我的话，又信差我来者的，就有永生，不会被定罪，是已经出死入生了。我告诉你们严肃的真理，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。因为父怎样有生命在自己里面，就赐给儿子也照样有生命在自己里面。并且因为他是人子，就赐给他审判的权柄。你们不要惊讶，因为时候一到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，都要出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
So that's, you know, they will be raised up. This is talking about the unbelievers raised up to face the great white throne judgment.
这里面就是提到，就是说，即使是不信神的，他们死后，最后将来也是会被提出来复活，来面对他的大白宝座的审判。
And then another couple of verses relating to this, you can just check these on your own time, is Daniel 12:2.
另外有一些经句也请大家回家读，就是但以理书12章第2节。
And then Revelation 20:6-13.
启示录第20章第6节跟13节。
These are the two main categories, is that you have one is the resurrection of believers and the other is the resurrection of unbelievers.
好，所以这其实是分成两大类的状态，人类的复活，第一个就是信徒跟不信的人。
Okay, but as far as the believers goes, there's still going to be four separate resurrections.
即使是信徒，它也是分成四个复活的阶段。
Yep, so again, yeah, you have two main categories, believers and unbelievers, but then the first, and we're called the first resurrection. All believers is called the first resurrection, unbelievers is called the second resurrection.
好，我们一般是把这个信徒的复活称之为第一类，然后不信的复活称之为第二类。
But the first resurrection is actually going to occur at four different times.
而第一类的信徒的复活呢，会分成四个阶段发生。
Remember the colonel, he was a military man, so he came up with his own terminology for the four different categories of the rapture, the four different times.
好，我们要知道就是上校牧师呢，他自己把他发展归类整理了一些他的一个复活的一个过程的时候，他把它定名为四个阶段。
And because we're in a conflict, you know, we're in a military battle, this is the angelic conflict, he gives military terms. So, like a company, an army company, you have Alpha Company, Bravo Company, or they say they used to call Baker Company, Charlie and Delta. These are terms that they would give to different companies.
好，那因为上校是个军人，他整个是有个军事的背景，所以他把这个人信徒的这个第一类型的复活，他把它分一共是四次，那他把这四次分成 Alpha, Beta, Charlie and
in the military often A is represented by Alpha, and then they would say Bravo.
Bravo.
And then the third company、Charlie. Following C is Charlie. And then in the old days, they used to have dog. They'd say dog company. But now we would normally call Delta company.
Delta. 好，因为他们在军队里面对 A, B, C, D 都会有那个一个整个字把它用那个同一个字，第一个字母是 A 的就叫 Alpha. 所以他们就讲 Alpha company, 就是第一群。好，然后第二群呢是 Bravo, 就是 B 开头嘛，哈，就是 Bravo 这个群。第三群是查理这个群，第四个是 Delta 这个群，它就是按照 A B C D 这样来分。
Okay.
所以我们等一下就讲 A B C D。
Okay, and from previous lessons and from the diagrams I've showed you, you could just about work out what these four companies represent in terms of the believers.
好，所以从之前给的那个图表，大家可以看到就是谁是 Alpha 群。谁是 B, 谁是 C, 谁是 D, 好，他们的是不同时代的人，信徒他们在被提之后，然后再回来复活的那个时间点都不一样。
Okay. And remember, every group of believers is resurrected at the end of their dispensation. And when the dispensation is complete for that age, then the believers are resurrected.
好，就是每一群人呢，他们A 群呢是在他们的那一个时期那个时代结束的时候一起被踢走
resurrected 复活
就是他们是同一群在他们那个时代结束的时候会复活
Okay, so Alpha Company is Jesus Christ. He's the first fruits.
第一群呢就是耶稣基督只有他一个人
Okay, he's not really a company because he's just one man, but you know, to fit the military analogy, we use the Alpha Company.
好，但是虽然他只有一个人，但是按照这个所谓军事的说法，他就是叫做第一队，哈，他第一队只有一个，就是耶稣基督。
Okay, and followed by Alpha Company, we have Bravo Company, that's church age believers.
而第二队呢，就是我们的这个教会时期的所有的信徒。
Charlie Company is the Old Testament saints, including those in the age of Israel.
而第 C 队呢，是那些在旧约时代，包括所有以色列时代的这些人。
And Delta Company is those at the very last resurrection, that's at the end of the millennium.
而最后的一群复活的队伍呢，就是千禧年结束 的那个时候还剩下来的信徒。
Just remember those terms. Occasionally I will refer to them and just keeps things easy.
所以我们先把这个 ABCD 的状态记得，然后后面在讲的时候大家比较容易清楚。
Like we've run out of another 40 minutes. That was really quick actually.
Yeah.
So we'll have a 5-minute break and then we'll come back and we'll continue on.
好，我们先休息五分钟，等一下重新再上 Zoom.
Okay.